Welcome to the Soulful Badass Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Jackson, an intuitive success coach from the UK, and I'm here to help entrepreneurs, leaders, and soul-aligned goddesses to create epic levels of success and impact in your life and your business. So if that sounds good to you, make sure you are tuning in every week for mindset talk, manifestation, magic, and incredible interviews with other soul-aligned entrepreneurs. So hit the subscribe button, and I'd love to invite you to come and join the Soulful Badass community. All the links are in the show notes. Please go and click them, and I'll see you in there. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week in the podcast. I am going to be talking more about this abundant living and how that we create this life. So today we're going to be talking about, who are you saying that you are? Often this is so powerful, and it stops us creating that abundant life that we want. We have what we call the persona. You might have heard me talk about it as the ego, but the persona is a more powerful way of looking at it. So ultimately, we are divine beings that create the reality we want. We have divine source energy running through us, but often we get to the point where we don't let that come out and run the show because our persona is in the way. And our persona is what we were born into, what we've created over time, all the layers of our personality that creates who we are. And it's a beautiful thing, but it can also be very, very restrictive. So today I want you to think about the layers of your persona and who you are saying you are, because this is powerful. If we can unlock where we're going wrong here, because ultimately you are an abundant being. You are fully divine. You have divine energy running through you, divine source. So why do you not think that abundance can come easy to you? It's because of our layers of our persona. So let me give you an example. I'm Rachel. I was born Rachel Jackson, and I am from a small town in Cumbria in the north of England. And as someone who lives in a small town, you're taught that you don't have many options or many ways to go, or you're not really going to make a huge impact in the world because you don't, you know, it's hard to do that from a small town. So for me, there was layers on this. So my first layer was born into a small town, born into a large family, middle child, red hair, intelligent, but didn't really like education. So that's another thing. There was all these layers that I put on me that make me think that there's a built up between where I am and how I can create wealth. So if you imagine that growing up in a small town made me think that I couldn't make a huge impact in the world, and I had limited choices and limited amount of money that I could make, that was what I thought went with my persona. Then there was the fact that I was the middle child. So again, life was unfair. Life happened to me. The other siblings got more of everything. That was what my thinking was. So middle child, life's unfair. Life is hard. You get ignored. That all come with being a middle child. So imagine when you're thinking about creating wealth and all of these things are coming up in your mind and you're thinking, well, life's unfair, so I'm not going to make the money I need because it's going to be hard. And that comes with that layer of that persona. And then there's being a redhead. Again, life is very unfair. Not everybody likes you. People don't like you because of your hair color, all of this stuff. So when I think about creating wealth, well, it's going to be hard because not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to find what I have to offer good. And these are the things that build up the resistance. And then you've got whatever else you want to add on to it. My education. I was very intelligent, but hated normal education, hated school, didn't want to go on to uni, didn't want to do certain things. So I just went out and got a job. Again, that gives me limitations. That's me thinking, well, because I didn't go to uni, maybe I can't get a job as well as everybody else. Maybe I'm not as educated as everybody else. So when you think about abundance, and I had limitations on how educated I was. So all of these things cause you resistance from being your most abundant self. And you'll have your own, whether it's your ethnic group, whether it's the place you grew up, whether it's your accent. All of these things will play a part in what you think you are allowed in this life, or how easy or fair you think life is. And what we've got to do is unlayer this persona. So imagine every single layer is building up and compounding into this huge resistance to you being your most abundant self, which underneath all of that, the truth is, you are pure divine abundance, and you can create that into your reality with ease. But we've just got to remove all of this heaviness. We've got to remove all of this resistance around it. So start to get to know who you've said that you are, because our personas aren't real. They're who we have been made to think we are, or who you have made you to think that you are. And they can be turned round into something better, into something more powerful, into something more abundant. You can choose what your new persona is going to be. So for me, through my life, a lot of my life, I played the victim role. I said I was a victim, and with that become lots of things that created a victim mentality. Whereas at one day I decided I'm not a victim. I am in charge of my own destiny, and I created my new persona, which is a life coach, which is a manifesting coach, which is a strong, powerful woman creating her own destiny. That didn't happen through choice of some miracle coming in and going, this is the new you. This was me choosing my persona and who I was going to be. I choose to be a wealthy woman. My new persona is wealth and abundance and strong and making an impact on this world. That is who I now choose to be. But in order to do that, I had to understand who I was saying I was, because that isn't me. And my new persona could change as well. My new persona can move into something else. And this is the power of it. It's not real. These layers that we put on ourselves, they're not real. They're not who we are. Who we are is that divine soul being. So imagine, who are you saying you are? And how is that restricting you from making money or creating money or living an abundant life? Get to know your persona. Get to know the layers of who you are and see how they've been restricting you. Because it's an eye-opener to go, actually, this really has hindered me. Imagine if you've had ill health. What do you think of someone with ill health? Do you think they can't make money? So now suddenly you've got ill health, you think you can't make money. There is all these underlying root causes and beliefs that we have as to what's stopping us. And it comes down to the layers of your persona and the restrictions you're putting on it. It might be an age thing. You might have hit 50 and you might go, well, a 50-year-old can't make money. Why not? It comes down to your beliefs of what that layer of your persona is saying. So really take a detox of your persona and go, what beliefs are linked to that layer? What layer is it you're calling it? And then what beliefs are really linked to it? Because that is where you get the power. By uncovering these beliefs, we shine a light on them and then we see whether they're actually true. And if you go back to the podcast a few weeks ago, I talk about the questions around, is it true? So go back and look at the Fear of Success podcast. But this will really help you move forward. Uncover who you are saying you are. Have fun with this and see what comes up for you. Catch you next week.